tonight.
Yes, because we want to always... is it running?
No, it's
Yeah, because the things are that side. Right? Yeah. So the living entity, it's always about themselves. And so that they're only going to see what's for their benefit. And that's the whole point. So that's the material consciousness. That's when they come under the avidya shakti. But otherwise, if they're not under that avidya shakti, then the point's always going to be that they are serving the Supreme Lord.
Yes.
So they see everything in context of the Supreme Lord. So they see everything connected to the Supreme Lord. That's why they deal nicely with all living entities and all energies of the Lord. Right? That's the principle that's there.
But if there is a lack of, we can say, acting in that spirit, automatically there is the tendency to want to control, to enjoy.
Yes, yes.
It's automatic. Huh?
Automatic. They're simultaneous.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
Is that when the desire there is to control and enjoy, then we are controlled.
Yes, yes.
And then when we don't want to control and enjoy, then we're free from that control.
Yes.
Because the point is not that, oh, then we're in control. No. It's when you're trying to be controlled and enjoy, or you're controlled. And when you're not trying to control and enjoy, you're free. But that doesn't mean you're a controller.
Yes.
You know, because that's what the Mayavadi is, their mistake, is that, oh, so now we're liberated,
yes.
So now I'm a controller.
Yes.
But then if he's a controller, then he's coming under the illusory energy, as is thereby their definition.
Yes.
So it just doesn't make sense what they're proposing. You know, they don't think so well about these things because of that false ego of wanting to be controller and enjoyer. Because of that, they don't see beyond. That's the difficulty. They don't see things. You know, nobody sees.
Yes.
Right? Means you might see it in others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Does that make sense? Like, but they don't see it in themselves. Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.36, it is also said, the Lord whose activities are always spotless is the master of the six senses and is fully omnipotent with six opulences. He creates the manifest universes, maintains them, and annihilates them without being in the least affected. He is within every living being and is always independent. In the Taittiriya Upanishad 3.6.1 it is said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is bliss. From this bliss all living entities are born. Because of his bliss they remain alive. Departing this world, they attain him, the supreme bliss. Okay. So now, so that ends the discussions on the Bhagavat Sandarbha.
Mark, before going to the Paramatma Sandarbha, if we want to know the most important point, Bhagavad Sandarbha, in comparison to the Tadva Sandarbha that we studied before, what is the main point, you know?
I mean, your Tadva Sandarbha, its main point is going to be that you have to do, if you want to be successful, you do everything from Shabda. Right? I mean, so many ways that you can gain knowledge, Shabda is the main. And of Shabda, then that means the Vedic literature.
Yes.
Right? It means hearing from Aptas, who are, you know, senior,
yes,
qualified people. But of that, then that has to be based on Shastra. Right? And of Shastras, then the Bhagavatam is the primary, because it then reveals that position of love for Krishna, which the others don't directly mention, though it's there, but it may not be obvious to us.
Yes.
Right? So then that's the whole idea, is that it is to bring out that obviousness.
Yes.
which Bhagavatam does. Yeah. It's the only scripture that does that. That's the unique thing about Bhagavatam. So, there. And so then, now that we're accepting about Krishna, then you have the three features of Krishna, about how he's the absolute truth, how he's the Lord of all potencies, and how he is the supreme enjoyer. Right? He's the Lord of Rasa. You know, the Lord of the six opulences, and therefore of Rasa. You know, we see Paramatma means he's the Lord of these potencies in the way of control, of creation, maintenance, and destruction. But in Bhagavan, then these six opulences, then the control of those is in the context of relationship or pastimes with the devotees. Right? So it's Rasa, Samay. And then for all this, then there's existence. So that the basic principle is he is existence. But that existence is based on the person. Right? So existence means it's impersonal. It just expands everything. Everything exists. Right? That's the impersonal aspect. Then dealing with something specific, that then takes on a localized aspect. It's not fully personal. Let's say I'm working with, you know, this building here. So it's localized, it's specific of the all-pervading potencies of the Lord, then I'm specifically working with this house. Right? And so therefore, if I work according to Shastra, you know, I see according to Shastra how everything's connected to the Lord, then that's the, you know, proper Brahman understanding. Then I work specifically with this house, the localized aspect, and follow the rules and regulations that apply to this house based on Shastra. Right? Then I'm doing everything right on the Paramatma level. Right? That I see it's all Brahman and all connected to the Lord, that's the Brahman level. I see that. Then that Paramatma. Then when I see working with this house, it's all Krishna's energy, and of specific, I'm working with this house, but I'm working with this house to please Krishna. That takes it to the Bhagavan platform. Does that make sense? Right. So therefore, the Paramatma Sandarbha is establishing how Krishna is everything and how he's transcendental, and everything's coming from him, the person. So we're accepting that Krishna is expanded into everything, but it's still, that's all based on the person. Not that the unlimited is first and then there's the person. No, there's the person, and that person is then unlimited. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's then what's being established.
Yeah. It is why we study in that order.
Yes, yes. Because otherwise, how you'll understand Rasa, then you'll just take it as mundane relationship. Right? And then you're going to accept that he's God, so he's creating, maintaining, and destroying. But you have to understand everything's non-different from him. Otherwise, why should you follow the rules? Now, let us say there are some social rules that the Vedas describe. You know, let's say interaction between husband and wife, parents and children, you know, family and family, or community and another community, or citizens and the administration, you know, or my dealing with the animals, like this. So now, if I see everything connected to the Lord, it's all Krishna, then therefore I'm dealing with whatever I'm dealing with because it's Krishna's nature, right? And it's, but it won't be it'll be balanced. It won't be sentimental, and we won't be you know, harsh. Yes. Just like, let's say we have a dog. Okay, so the dog is also part of Krishna's energy, and the living entity is also Krishna's servant. But at the same time, as in the dog's body, then they're not in a fit position to take part in sacrifice and this and that. But you don't bother them. You can feed them. You know, if they live on your property, you'll take care, give them a place to stay, give them regular food. And then because of their nature as a dog, they're very, were they possessive by locale? What is that called? Territorial. Yeah. So then what is their territory? Nobody else who's coming in and giving trouble. And so that way then they do service. You know, but the point is you take care, but you're not, you know, bringing him in the house and this and that. because they're a dog, they're not clean. But the dog can do dog stuff. So you're seeing where, how everything fits. It's all Krishna. Now if we don't see like that, now what's going to be the rule on that dog? Right? It depends upon the social fabric of that particular locale and the individuals and, yes, you know, like that is how they see and yourself, how you identify.
Yes, yes.
So that's why it's one of the first things is to establish that it's all Krishna. Because if that's not there, then when it comes to the rules of control, then the tendency is to deify that, yes, Krishna is there in control, so if I'm doing sadhana, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, and then, yeah, I follow those rules. But when I'm doing other practical things, because, you know, we have to be practical in life. We can't just sit around and chant Hare Krishna all day. So, therefore, at those moments, that's controlled by me.
Yes.
And how I identify and how I fit into the local structure. Or he says, oh, but we are not in control, you know, I can't wear a dhoti to work, you know, they won't let this, that. But that's the point is it doesn't matter. It's about, you know, where does it come from? Where does the concept come from? The concept comes from is that as a grihastha, one maintains a family by having an occupation. So for the occupation, they're not appreciative of your personal lifestyle. You adjust that because everybody's doing that. You know, let's say you have the nerd. He sits at home with some of those, what do you call it? Tracksuit shorts, you know, some flip-flops, and the funkiest, stupidest t-shirt you can imagine, like that. And, you know, maybe he hasn't taken a bath for a week because, you know, he's gotten to level 127 in his game and he's not about to, you know, stop now. Like that. And so now if he's going to go actually to work, he's got to adjust that. So it's not just it's devotees, we have to adjust, we can't do. Everybody has to adjust. Right? Who's wearing a suit at home when he's hanging out, mowing the lawn? Is he wearing a suit? No. He puts on a suit to go to work or the different social things. So these things are there. So if you have people at their place, they're not comfortable with it, or but you need to work. So that's the way it is. Sad, but true. So the adjustments, everybody's doing that. It's not just we have to, and everybody else is just natural. No, they all have to adjust. So the point is then where do you get the authority from that? You know, it'll come from Krishna. So that's the important thing, that we see it in the context of Krishna. Otherwise, if we don't, then we're going to go by whatever we make up, whatever we like. It's our desire. See, that's the thing, is devatas work by shastra. Demons work by desire. Like you see, nowadays it's all about, oh, but he wants to do, and whatever he feel. And that's the demoniac approach, because it's not based on shastra. Sure, you want to consider everybody's individuality and everybody's feelings, but what does the shastra say about that? And if that's not the basis, how is it divine? So that's the point, is the devotee develops all the qualities of the demigods because he's seeing everything connected to Krishna. He'll always interpret everything in that way. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's the important element, is how they see everything connected to Krishna. That's what then makes it, gives it importance. Right? Yeah. So, therefore, without understanding how everything's Krishna, and without understanding how it all being Krishna that is coming from the person, then it means, if you understand everything's Krishna, okay, then you'll follow all the Vedic rules, because it's all connected to Krishna. So that means, since it's Krishna, you know, we're dealing with, let's say, the car, and it's Krishna's potency. We have to deal with the car, what's appropriate for the car.
Yes, yes.
Not our own idea. Because some people just do whatever they like. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you take care because it's Krishna's. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, is then one can have the impersonal idea, is that the impersonal is supreme and it's not about the person. But no. So therefore you have to understand the impersonal is based on the person. So there's nothing that's not connected with the impersonal. But that means that there's nothing that's not connected with the person. So that's what Bhagavad Sundarbha is establishing. Right? And then Paramatma will be how Krishna, in a localized way, deals with his energies. Because it's not about rasa here, because we see he's creating, maintaining, and destroying without desire. It's out of compassion for the living entities, but that's because of the relationship he has. They're not acting in it, but he's still compassionate. Just like, let's say, the parents are compassionate for the child, they're sick, and the child's not acting with them like he normally does. You know, but it's out of compassion they take care, because then, with time, then he'll get better, and then everything will be all right. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that then is then what they're trying to do. Does that make sense? Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai.